Okay, it is time for another video of the week then here on the Lunchtime Show. And this afternoon, we are very lucky to welcome director Keith Schofield to Six Music. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much for joining us from LA. We'll do a quick CV for anyone who may not have come across your work. So great visuals for Supergrass recently. You've done Goose. You did Wintergreen's When I Wake Up, which was the one based around the E.T. Atari game as a sort of central theme. And of course, we have your brand new BPA Toe Jam visuals as video of the week. So there's kind of a lot to talk about, Keith.
Yes.
Well, let's start with a kind of mini CV of how you got into directing, kind of your way in, really.
Well, it was one of those things. I started just kind of doing music videos in college, and then after I graduated, I kept going with it. And you know, you kind of start with really small budgets or no budgets, and then you get bigger budgets, and then smaller budgets again.
Yeah.
And
it's a wave.
It's kind of up and down. Yeah, and I think one thing that I kind of got into early on was trying to make a music video that got really popular online.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're working with artists that people don't know who they are. So you take a band like Wintergreen who don't really have label support, and then you do a music video that can get seen on a bunch of blogs and have people talking about it, and kind of, you know, it's a way for the video to get distributed because, you know, it would never play on MTV anyway because they don't have the label support.
Because they're not big enough band, really. I mean, that, for anyone who's not seen it yet, but there are hundreds of people who have, it's the Atari ET game as a central theme, isn't it? And it's based upon, because that was their worst-selling game, 5 million of which, I think, ended up in landfill, didn't they?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Kind of urban legend that they're all buried in this desert in New Mexico, but there's actually apparently a lot of truth in the urban legend, and so the video is, you know, a pseudo documentary about them going and digging up some of the cartridges.
Yeah, and then of course getting to play the elusive ET game, of course. Well, we better get on to our video of the week, which is what we've had up. We'll have it up for the next 7 days, but it is for the BPA, and the track is Toe Jam. So how did you get involved in this? Because there was lots of secrecy initially about who was actually involved in the BPA.
I guess I wasn't aware. When I got the track, they were called, you know, the Brighton Port Authority, and it was Fat Boy Slim's new project. And then obviously part of the marketing campaign has been, you know, this kind of legend and story behind it. But I first got this kind of, this kind of unique kind of, you know, I don't want to say silly song, but it's obviously kind of light, you know, and kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, obviously there's quite a bit of pressure with making a Norman Cook or Fat Boy Slim video because of what's been before.
No, but it's really exciting because it's, and you know, the same thing with Supergrass, to work with an artist who has worked with, you know, Supergrass has worked with Garth Jennings and Dominic and Fat Boy Slim obviously has worked with Spike Jonze and Tractor and all these great directors that, you know, so it's just exciting to be kind of, you know, considered worthy to kind of continue on, you know, with someone.
To get involved.
But, you know, exactly.
Well, listen, you've come up with something pretty, I would say, eye-grabbing or kind of attention-grabbing in a way, because it's a great use of black sensor strips. And I will say this for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, everybody gets their kit off in the first 10 seconds of the shoot. If that doesn't have you rushing to look at the Toe Jam video at My Pages Online, then nothing will. So, Keith, then, come on. How did the idea form?
Well, I was just looking at pornography and trying to come up with ideas for a video. And
how's you do?
Yeah. No, I think it was just one of those things where there's all that imagery that we all are aware of and those little conventions. And it was just one of those that I kind of latched onto. And yeah, just a really simple idea that I kept being afraid that someone else was going to do it first. So
you've had it in your mind for a while. Well, I'll explain. These black sensor strips basically cover everybody's sort of, I guess, what would be termed naughty bits on the television. They're private bits. And you use those. I mean, partly you want to look at the background because that's the naked figures. And then obviously the black sensor strips start to spell out messages on the screen and patterns while everyone's frolicking. And it looks like they're just frolicking around with naked abandon in the background. But at one point you've got a sort of, the black strips form the old computer tennis game Pong going on, so the naked people have made the shapes.
Exactly.
And then you've got naked people doing limbo. I mean, you do get kind of mesmerized watching The little black strips, and then the nakedness.
Exactly. When I wrote the treatment, I was like, the possibilities are endless.
They are.
But then you start kind of placing people, and people can only bend so far, and you can only place people so much on top of each other. I actually found it a little bit harder than I thought to come up with ideas.
I bet. So, and did you know a lot of the formations you wanted before you were filming, or did it sort of come through
yeah,
as you
I
were
mean,
filming it?
Well, no, it was definitely everything was really planned because, for example, doing those letters was really complicated. I had little sketches of how I imagined the positions would be, but until you actually get there and figure out who's too tall and who can bend this much and
exactly
stand like this, it was actually, and you know, some of the letters look a little bit dumpy, but you know, I think that was one of those things that was all kind of part of the fun. Like, it never was going to be perfect. There was always something that was going to be off, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You're never going to get a perfect formation of BPA and toe jam and things, but did you film, I have to ask you, were they actually all naked during the filming?
Off the record, yeah, they were, they were actually all wearing thongs and pasties.
Oh, this is...
actually naked.
What a shame.
Except Norman Cook was completely naked.
And he's not even in it.
Yeah. No, he's the one with the giant...
Seriously?
That's Norman.
Norman looking very... Well, do you know what? I was so busy looking at the huge giant swinging thing, I just didn't notice Norman's face. Listen, everybody who's listening must be like, they're talking nakedness, they're talking people with bits swinging. You go have a look at the video. It's up at My Pages online. Listen, Keith, it's really funny. It works with the song perfectly, like you said, and it's a great piece of visual for that. Keith, have a brilliant rest of the afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
Here are BPA and Toe Jam on 6 now.
I was asked in New York City.